So I have a friend that's a talk show host on a radio company called Cumulus. And the reason why I bring that up is because today the Washington Post broke a story about Cumulus.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you saw this, but they said to all their talk show hosts, stop saying that Trump won the election.
Yeah, so this is really big news in our world. I mean, I woke up to this morning, and everybody I know has been talking about it, that Cumulus, okay, so there's a lot of big companies that own radio stations. Right now, Cumulus is the number two station, number two company, sorry, behind iHeart. Yeah, they have said to their conservative talk show hosts who are still beating that drum that Trump won and the election was stolen and Biden is not the president and all these things that have been disproven over and over. Right. They have threatened the jobs of these people. And they've said, if you say that one more time, you're fired. That's
right.
It.
Right. So I have this friend who I've been friends with for 30 years now in radio.
Oh, my God. I'm dying to know what he thinks.
Okay. He fills in for Mark Levin on national radio. So he's as wacky as all of them.
Right.
You know, I love him to death. He's one of my best friends. He's wacky out of his brain.
Right.
And I laugh at him about it. Even if he was standing right here right now, I would say, shut up. You're an idiot.
Right.
And he would go, oh, yeah, I am an idiot. But so I'm listening to him today because I'm dying to know what he's going to say.
Right.
Because he's been floating this the whole time that Trump won. He's been the one standing on top of the rock saying, you know, this is all a farce.
Trump won by a landslide and Biden didn't win and they've stolen the election and there's all these votes. What was the whole thing that they were saying, that there was all this voter fraud going on? It's been disproven over and over.
Yeah. Now he's saying that the people at the Trump rally weren't the same ones that attacked the Capitol because they didn't have enough time to make it from the rally to the Capitol and walk that far, so it wasn't the same people. So this is the stuff that this guy is saying.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I listen to him during the day because it's entertainment. So today, I'm listening to him. Am I going to have to get on Facebook and say, hey, stop what you're doing? Because you're going to get fired. And
no,
it's not worth it.
No, let him get fired. No, he's been warned.
He's had this job for 10 years. It's the only job he's had for 10. He's got eight kids.
He's had this job for 10 years. So first of all, that means he's been lying for 10 years. And if he loses his job, wah.
Kids. Okay.
Who cares? You know what? That's not your problem. He should not get on the radio and lie to people. That's almost like saying, listen, I got eight kids, but I'm dealing drugs because that's the best way to make money. It's like, but you shouldn't be dealing drugs. Yeah, but I got eight kids.
And
it's like,
I kind of think of him as my slower older brother. That, you know, every now and then I got to say, stop. You don't know what you're doing. And I have to break it down for him and draw pictures.
He's not going to listen to you. Waste your time.
But if I would have emailed him today and said, stop what you're doing right now, stop it. It's not worth it.
He'd
listen to me if I said this. So today I tuned in. What is he doing? He's reading the letter from the program director, the director of programming for Cumulus, on the air.
Oof. He's going to get fired.
I know. And it's not worth it.
Yeah, no, you got to
your
stay
beliefs.
Away.
I mean, are I your know. Beliefs that much that you're going to risk a 10-year job? A job that you have been doing from home since March. You don't even have to leave. It's the easiest job in the world. And you're going to get canned for no reason just because you can't shut your mouth.
You know what? It's insulting for you to think that you can parent him and tell him what to do. He's an adult. He's made a choice. He knows that he's lying to his audience. He knows he's lying to his public. And he chooses to do it. And now he's being told you can't get on and lie anymore. And instead of saying, okay, well, let me instead do an entertaining show that has a real conversation rather than lies, he's chosen to basically stick his finger in his boss's face and tell him to F off. He's an adult. He made that choice. you're going to have to just step back and let the chips fall where they may. He obviously does not care enough about his 8 children that he's going to prioritize them. Mm-hmm. You know, if it were me, I would be like, no, you know us. Like, the minute they say something, do this or you're fired. Oh, I'll do it. Like, what should I do? When should I start? Now I'll do it. Because you and I both know that having a job is more important than whatever BS people seem to think is the priority. But you know what? Then again, if that is really important to him, then he should not be getting paid by a big company all this money. Cumulus is a huge company. They don't have to pay him anymore. Let him go do a podcast.
If management came to us and said, don't talk about this anymore, which they have done many times.
Yeah, we've stopped immediately.
We've stopped. And even when they bring up corporations, don't talk about this corporation because they spend so much money with us.
Yep.
It just hurt me so bad knowing, dude, you're going to get canned.
He's an adult. He's making a choice. His beliefs are more important than his family. His beliefs are more, his crazy, bat, you know what, beliefs are more important than the well-being of his own family. That's insane. And if he's that crazy, he shouldn't have a job on the radio. The thing is, right now in radio, if you have a job in radio, that's a friggin' miracle. Most people are out of work. iHeart, the biggest company out there, laid off probably 10,000 people since last January till now.
Right.
So and every company is laying off people like crazy. If you have a job and they have given you a parameter of what you should and shouldn't do, do that.
I know, if your slower older brother is driving in the wrong lane, you're going to want your slower older brother to get out of that lane.
His license should be taken away. He should not have a driver's license then, or a car. That's my point. If he's driving in the wrong lane and he's being disruptive on the road, he should not have a driver's license or a car. There are better drivers out there that should have that car.
But he's my slower older brother, and I want to make sure he's safe. Because if he gets canned, he's never going to get another job. He's never going to work again.
That's the choice he's making. Listen, okay. He may be your slower older brother, but he's not a complete moron. He understands that he's being told to do
something. No, he's pretty much a complete moron.
He's making a choice. And you know what? The thing is, he's got to be able to sleep at night. So if he doesn't want to work for a company that's telling him what to do, then he can go do a podcast. That's his prerogative. And you know what? That might make him happier. So it's not your choice. I wouldn't send him an email. I would not get involved with this, because then you're going to be the bad guy. If you say something to him, you're the messenger. He's going to shoot the messenger.
The last time I said something to him was last week, and I just put a message on his radio station's Facebook page, because I logged in to listen to him, and it was nothing but 20 minutes of commercials. So the online computer was messed up and just playing commercials, not playing mm-hmm. his show. And I said, I listened to 20 minutes of commercials, still much more entertaining than your show.